Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. Gina J, it is not Friday. It is Tuesday afternoon.
It is Tuesday. Yes.
Yeah, these weeks are going by real slow.
Ooh, yeah, they are.
We got dirty laundry for you. What's going on?
Lots going on today. So the next installment of Kobe Bryant's best-selling book series is out today.
That's right. It is available. I know a lot of people pre-ordered it, so it is out and available to read.
Another book you could read is Alicia Keys' memoir. That's out today, too.
And her new song, which is real good, by the way.
I do like that song. I'd read Alicia Keys, but I haven't even opened my Jessica Simpson book yet.
Well, my God.
My friends are like, we want it next, but knowing you, it'll gonna take you 2 years to read that damn book. So, so the other night, what was it, Sunday night, Trump was tweeting out about the U.S. not paying for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's security in Los Angeles.
We're not paying for their security.
Yeah. And I guess who's paying for it? Looks like Daddy's paying for it. Prince Charles.
Really?
Yeah, like $2.5 million per year, they're saying. So if you're on social media, which I'm sure all of us pretty much are by now, you got to follow Arnold Schwarzenegger because he's got the cutest little animals that have become social media stars.
Is it a goat? I can't quite tell. What is the animal?
It's a donkey named Lulu.
Oh, a donkey. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Pony named Whiskey and a dog named Cherry. Aw.
Oh, very nice.
So cute. So Rihanna and Jay-Z's foundations have together donated $2 million to relief efforts, too.
Yeah, in New York City and L.A., her foundation is called the Clara Lionel Foundation. His is the Sean Carter Foundation. So they kicked up another $2 million, which is going to help out, you know, a lot of people in New York.
Yep.
Food and relief for people with daycare and all that kind of stuff. So it's good. Nice. Very nice.
And Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively donating $400,000. This is on top of the $1 million that they've already donated. This is good news. I love Law & Order SVU. I don't know if you watch that or not.
Oh, come on. You know I don't watch network television.
All right. Well, back in the day, Christopher Maloney was on the show as Detective Elliot Stabler. They have announced that he's getting his own spinoff now, many years later, on NBC. He's going to be, same thing, heading up a crime division on the New York City Police Department. Aaron Carter, back in the news again. Yeah, his girlfriend got arrested the other night for domestic violence.
Yeah, there were some marks on his body. They've been seeing each other since January. She's smoking hot, but she got bailed out $50,000 to get her out of the clink. I guess it happened on Sunday night around 11 p.m. And they've only been seeing each other since January. She claims she's pregnant, and he got a face tattoo of her above his eyebrow.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, Aaron Carter, I follow him on Instagram, and it was over the weekend he went live, and I just watched it, and I was like, oh, my God. You want to take a bet that they're going to be back together by the end of the week, Sharky? Placing bets.
Yeah.
They'll be back together. Because she's hot.
Well, she's hot. I mean, there's no question about it. She's a nightmare.
But, some men like that, though. Yeah.
Some guys love the turbulence.
Yes.
I was never one of those kind of guys.
No.
I was just like, I'm not really into this turbulent stuff.
I know some guys
not
that
into
like
the
that
drama.
Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, God. Some guys. Well, Ronnie from what's that show there?
Jersey Shore. Yeah.
Jersey Shore. He loves it.
They love those women that have nothing going for them. That's amazing. Because they're hot.
Because
they're hot, dude.
Well, she's hot. Trust me. Trust me, she's hot.
Okay, sir.
But yeah, I'm not getting a face tattoo of her name on my face.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
It's just like he's got. I think her name is Michelle, and he like tattooed it on the top of his eyebrow. And you've been together since what? Would you say it was January or something?
January.
Yeah.
January. Oh, yeah. Melanie Ann Martin
Melanie.
Is her name.
Okay, Melanie.
Melanie Ann. So there you go. And she's claiming that she's pregnant. So.
Oh boy.
We'll see where this whole mess ends up. Gina, thank you very much. It's Traffic Report.